totally dilated. There was little detail. One wall was shelves full of automobile supplies. It opened a quart of oil and drank it for energy and the interesting flavor, altering its metabolism for a few minutes to something it had used a few hundred thousand years before, lying alongside the vent of an undersea volcano. It found a box of wooden matches and sucked the end off one for the phosphorus, and then lit one with a flare of light and a delicious sting of sulfur dioxide. It saw two things it needed, a 1947 World Almanac and a cash register. After stuffing the almanac in its belt, it lit another match and studied the machine. Pushing down on the no sale key produced a loud chime, and the cash drawer slid out with a metallic hiss. It studied a $20 bill in the matchlight. No obvious differences. American currency had changed in size 3 years before the changeling had become Jimmy, and people had still been complaining about it. It gave a cursory check to the 10, 5, and 1, and put them back into the till. Then the lights went on with a loud snap. An old white man stood in the doorway with a double-barreled shotgun.
"Finally," he said in a squeaking, trembling voice. "I finally got your ass."
Evidently, someone had been robbing him. "I haven't," the changeling started to say, but then there was a loud explosion, and it couldn't finish the sentence, for lack of a mouth. It ducked, and the second shot went high. Sensible of the impossibility it was creating by not falling down dead, it rushed past the man while he was fumbling to reload, forming a large temporary eye out of the gore of its face, and started sprinting down the road. The old man fired two more shots into the darkness, but the changeling was out of range. Once around the first bend, the changeling went off the road and sat in the darkness, working on an appearance less incriminating. Elderly farming woman. Caucasian with a deep tan. Faded seersucker dress. In the moonless, overcast night, the changeling moved swiftly inland. A few farm dogs howled at its passing. As the gray dawn approached, it hid in an abandoned truck in a wooded area outside of Grover City. It made itself a purse and filled it with tens and twenties, and at dawn walked into town and sat on a bench outside the train station, reading the almanac. There was a center section full of grainy black and white photographs, giving a history of World War II. There was even a picture of the Bataan Death March. Jimmy's was not among the drawn faces, the wasted bodies. The Nazi death camps, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, D-Day and Midway, and Stalingrad. The nature of the world was fundamentally different, more interesting. A boy pedaled up to the station on a squeaky bike, pulling a red wagon full of newspapers. The changeling tried to buy one, but of course the boy couldn't change a 10.
"You look like a nice boy," it said in what it hoped was a convincing little old lady voice. "You can bring me the change later."
He was a nice boy, in fact, though his face mirrored an obvious internal conflict. He refused the money and gave her a paper.
"You just fold her back up after you finish. Put her on this here stack by the station door."
It was the 7th of April, 1948. A British and a Russian plane had collided over Berlin, which was evidently split up among the countries that had defeated Germany. Arabs attacked three Jewish areas of Palestine. The House approved the establishment of a U.S. Air Force and pledged $1 billion to Latin America to fight communism. Airplane manufacturer Glenn L. Martin predicted that within months, America would have bacteriological weapons, guided missiles, and a radioactive cloud much more deadly than the atomic bomb. So the war wasn't really over. It had just entered a new phase. The changeling would stay out of this one. An obvious game plan would be to go back to college. April was not too late to apply, but there was the problem of high school transcripts, letters of recommendation, the problem of establishing an actual identity with a verifiable past. As soon as it defined the problem, the solution was obvious. Four people had gathered. They didn't bother the old farm lady. A train approached, northbound. The changeling folded the paper carefully and replaced it on top of the pile, under the nickels people had left.